Well, welcome to Convoy United Methodist Church. We are so glad you're here on this Christmas Eve. Imagine this worship service that's been going on for centuries and centuries. As we come together to share in the carols and to listen to the hymns and the ancient scriptures on this very sacred evening. If you're a visitor with us, we are really glad that you're here. My name is Pastor Melissa. I'm the pastor here. And you can find more about us on Facebook or also on the web. And the web address is www.convoyumc.org. And we invite you to participate in all those ways. If at the end of the service you find that there were hymns that we didn't sing, Christmas hymns, and it breaks your heart that we didn't sing them, I can guarantee if you come to church on Sunday, we will finish and sing so that by Sunday we will have sung all of our favorite and traditional hymns that are in our hymnal. And so we invite you to join us on Sunday as well. I invite you to stand as you're able for the call to worship. Good news and unspeakable joy. A child is born for us, a son has been given. Come, let us see what God is doing among us. Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth,
peace and amen. You may be seated.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it has been told them. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20.
Again, I will invite you to stand for our opening hymn, number 230. But for the rest of the hymns, you'll be able to remain seated. So I invite you to stand as you're able. Will you bow with me for a minute of prayer? Eternal God, by the birth of Jesus Christ, you gave yourself to the world. Grant that being born in our hearts, he may save us from all of our sins and restore within us the image and the likeness of our Creator, to whom be everlasting praise and glory, world without end. Amen. And if you'll join me in our opening prayer. God of light and glory, we come to you with hope and joy in our hearts. Help us to walk in such a way that our light and love dispels the darkness whenever and however we encounter it. Be our true light, that we may be instruments of your justice and peace. Guide our steps to the manger, that we may behold your gift of salvation. In the life of our Lord, we ask this in the name of the child born to us, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Amen. You may be seated.
Ooh. to make you new. This child that you delivered will soon deliver.
Comes from Isaiah 41 through 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
You may remain seated as we sing number 211, verses 1 through 4.
Thank you. The next reading comes from Jeremiah 23, verses 5 through 6. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior.
Our hymn is 218, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Thank you for that. That was beautiful. Would you bow with me for a moment? Heavenly and gracious God, of all the evenings and all the year, this is a sacred and holy night, Lord, where we celebrate your birth. Not a myth, not a mystery, but your word come true to us in flesh in Jesus our Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would hear our words and know our hearts and change us, gracious God, as we come to be transformed by your word and by your way. We pray it in your name. Amen. Well, tonight is Christmas Eve, and millions of folks around the world will be celebrating, although some not in the same way that as everyone else. There will be some folks that will be at the bars having a drink. Others will gather with family members and friends. Some will go to the movie theaters, and others will just finish their last-minute shopping, the things that they haven't gotten done yet. And some like us, will gather in churches around the world and remember that Christmas is all about the baby born who changes the world and who changed history and changes us. If you could take one word to describe Christmas, I don't know what it would be. Maybe words would come to mind like busy, or headache, or anxiety, or even bothersome and expensive. Those are all words I hear all the time. I was waiting in line at Walmart today to get the last minute stuff, and somebody said, "Can it just be over? Can we just be done with this yet?" And I think sometimes we all relate to too many people. Christmas is just another day, and it only a little bit more expensive and a lot more trouble. And I have been guilty of this myself many times. I get busy, and I think I'm with all those other people who describe themselves as Christians who say, "It is just so busy, I don't have time to do anything else." And yet we need to find those moments, those places where we can sit and reflect on what this day means, how sad it is that an event that brought so much joy to all the heavens should bring so little joy to us here on earth. So tonight I'd like to suggest to you, as we begin this beautiful season, that time of year that we call Christmas, that it can be a season of joy, even though we're busy, even though we're tired, even though our schedules are overpacked. We can reclaim the joy, no matter how broke we are or how busy we are. I remember when I first gave my life to Christ. It was in a United Methodist church. Many of you know that I wasn't raised United Methodist, but I'd gone to this Methodist church, and they offered Bible studies for adults. And so one of the very first classes I took was one called Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life. And I was like, well, that sounds like a good thing. I could do that. I think I needed an attitude adjustment. But it's hard to choose where to put your focus. And on Christmas, it's really difficult. We have so many places that pull and tug at us. Many of us are mourning and grieving. As a community, we mourn and grieve the loss of two of our dear members. We are celebrating the life of Dean Brainstrader on Monday, and also Madge Wilson, who passed away this morning. But even in the midst of that, we can find places of joy if we can choose our attitude. And so I'd like to suggest to you a couple of things, three places where we can change our focus and our heart and our mind. And so let me suggest that the first the J in joy is Jesus. It is my favorite Christmas story, my favorite Christmas kids' cartoon is the Charlie Brown Christmas. I think everybody's seen that at one time or another. And at one point, Charlie Brown says to the other kids, he says, does anybody really know the true meaning of Christmas? And of course, we know that that's when Linus comes in and tells the story of Christ's birth from Luke chapter 2. We have another United Methodist minister who's well-respected and well-published. And a couple of years ago, he wrote a book and a whole series called Christmas, It's Not Your Birthday. And that was, you know, one of the more popular series that we've had recently. And it makes us wonder, have we forgotten that Christmas is not primarily about us? Have we forgotten sometimes that it's not about the food, it's not about the family, it's not about presents? I love the Grinch That Stole Christmas, where he says, you know, we learned it's not about paper and packages and bags, it's not about... And yet, in the end, even the Grinch gets it wrong. Because according to that story, it's about feasting and being accepted. And so we wonder, does anybody really remember what it is really the true meaning of Christmas? Do we know that it is all about the Messiah who came to us to do for us what we couldn't possibly do for ourselves, no matter how hard we tried? Isn't it easy for us to get all wrapped up in the celebration, so much so that we forget? We forget what it is we are supposed to be celebrating. I love you all. You know that I love being here, and I've loved my time here. But I will tell you that even in the last couple days driving back and forth from Toledo, I have said to myself, I've caught myself grumbling. I don't know when do I get my time off. I don't know when it's going to be my time to rest and relax. And I almost have to laugh at myself, knowing how human we really all are, especially in this season. The world does that. The world does it to us. We celebrate. We know that we're not supposed to say Merry Christmas to anyone. We're supposed to say Happy Holidays. And we have a multitude of things. We have winter break. We have Kwanzaa and we have Hanukkah. And all of them compete against what it is that we really brings us together at this season. They compete for the place that belongs to the Son of God. But even without buying into the world's ways, you can forget what Christmas is all about by forgetting about Jesus. If you are a Christian, focusing on Jesus means that you not only remember the Savior in the manger, but you remember the Savior that went to the cross for us as well. Remember that this baby grew up. This baby grew up and went to the cross for our sins. And that he rose again to give us new life. And that he lives in our hearts today to give you and to give me life abundantly. And that's what it's about, is having the opportunity to have abundant life and to give you joy, no matter what the situation is. And no matter how busy we are, I wonder how wounded and distressed Jesus is to see us so easily forfeit our joy. How easily Satan robs us of the most sacred time of year by lying to us and by letting us lie to ourselves. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And that life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, and he gave himself for me. Not only was Jesus born in Bethlehem, but by faith and by his Spirit, he lives in me. That should fill us with joy. Now let's let the O in joy stand for others. Focusing on Jesus should help us develop an attitude that he told would bring us joy, and that's the attitude of focusing on others. And we find it in Luke chapter 4 when he goes into the temple and he receives the scrolls and he opens them up to the text in Isaiah where he says, "The anointing of the Lord is on me, for I am anointed to preach the good news, to set the prisoners free and release to the captives, and to give sight to the blind. The Spirit is on me." And in Acts 20:35 it says, "I've shown you all these things, how that so to labor you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Luke quotes Jesus here to point out the joy of generosity. Christmas is the time when we celebrate our most wonderful gift that God has given to us, Jesus. And in focusing on Christ and the Christ way in the world, his focus was giving to the world, and ours should be as well. His focus was on loving others and to putting them first. So joy doesn't come from getting all that we can get from others, but from giving all that we can to others. It is the assurance of God's fulfilled promise and praise in Christ that secures our joy for us. That is what gives us joy. And if you want to know joy at Christmas, then discover the joy of giving. Jesus said, "Whatever you do in the name of the least of these, you do for me also." If you want joy at Christmas, find someone in need. And then as I was preparing my sermon, I came across this one of my old favorite Christmas songs, and it's a song by John Lennon. And, you know, we sing it all of the time. I sing it so much of the time that I don't even listen to the words anymore. But for whatever reason, it really caught my attention. And I want to read the lyrics to you one more time. I promise I will steal your joy if I sing it to you. So I will read it. And it was first written and released in 1969 in the middle of Vietnam. And I'm amazed at how profound the words still ring true. "So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun, the near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one, without any fear. And so this is Christmas, for the weak and the strong, for the rich and the poor ones, the world is so wrong. And so happy Christmas for the black and the white, for the yellow and red ones, let's stop all the fight. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, let's hope it's a good one, without any fear. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun, the near and the dear one, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one, without any fear." And finally, let's let the why in joy stand for yourself. I know it seems a little weird that we say focus on everyone else and then focus on yourself, but we do need to have, in a sense, in which we are to focus on ourselves. Our own attitudes determine whether or not you will experience joy this year. You can let worry and stress and unforgiveness and discouragement all rob you of the joy of Jesus. Everyone struggles sometimes, but please understand, it is our attitude that carries us. We choose what attitude we allow to rule. Is it worry and stress? Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Is it unforgiveness? Ephesians tells us, "And be ye one kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving, even as God, for Christ's sake, has given himself to you." How about discouragement? Do you find yourself discouraged or let down? 2 Thessalonians tells us, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even the Father, which has loved us and has given everlasting consolation, and a good hope through grace comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. The truth is, you can be full of faith or you can be full of doubt. You can be full of the Spirit's joy or the world's woe. Consider your thoughts. Listen to your heart, to your words. Watch your actions. Ask yourself, do I have the joy of the Lord, or am I wallowing in the water hole of my own tears? Christmas is based on an exchange of gifts, the gift of God to man, his unspeakable gift of his Son, and the gift of man to God when we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. God came to be one of us in Jesus Christ, not only so that he could repair our way to him, but to show us how that we can repair the way for each other. This can be just another year for you. It could be just another season. It could be just another Christmas. Or if we really grasp the formula of joy, it can be transformational. I hope you choose transformation this year. You are the only person who can decide to be joyful this season. God has a gift for you this Christmas. It is the joy that you unwrap by focusing on Jesus, on others, and then finally on yourself. Don't wait. Don't wait to unwrap that gift. Open it tonight and enjoy. Amen. Our next reading is Isaiah.
Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious.
Our hymn is number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
The next reading comes from Luke 1:26 through 35 and verse 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Our next hymn is Away in the Manger, 217.
Chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news will be great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told."
As we close our service tonight, we close it with the singing of Silent Night, and it needs just a little bit of instruction. Ushers, I want to make sure that all of our lights, including the ones in the choir loft, get turned down. And as you get your, we have heard stories today. We've heard the scriptures from David, the prophecies of God from David all the way through until today. And so as we close in silent night, the ushers will come and they'll light their candles off of the Christ candle and then light on the outside aisles. If you'll pass those on, you need to just to tip the unlit candle to the candles that are lit and pass them on through the aisles. And now I invite you to sing Silent Night, Holy Night. And would you please stand? And enjoy, for unto us a child is born, that all may be redeemed. Go in peace, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.